Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
governments, strange
buried treasures,
new
planetary
world
mind control, military
cover-ups, shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, buried treasures, planetary mind control,
unidentified flying objects,
presidential
assassination,
unidentified flying objects, presidential assassination,
pyramids,
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 fascists,
cryptos,
fascists,
apocalypse,
Out there. It's a strange world.
Visit outthereradio.net for more information.
This is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And all you blue-collar ghost hunters need to be sure to tune in and listen live every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio,
where we'll be discussing ghost hunting and all the folks who do it.
You can check us out at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And believe us when we say this ain't your mama's paranormal, baby.
Ghost Man and Demon Hunter is beyond the normal podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
You're an idiot.
Thank
Shut
you.
Up,
you
Dr.
are an idiot.
Rourke. Now, smiley faces, people.
Right. Shut up.
We're going to do the intro now?
Go ahead.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Dr. Patty Diamond Lady Diamond is one of the foremost universally celebrated authors, speakers, and mentors, and has been an integral instrument in assisting people in their quest for learning and remembering who they are for over 20 years. Her book, Lifelong Learning, Transforming Learning, has made home learning through the lifelong learning way of being accessible and inspiring to thousands of people. Did I skip a word?
Keep going.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, inspiring to thousands of people the world over. Though what you guys are making it impossible.
I'm sorry. That was really an accident.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to flash you mid-reading.
Can we chop this up so that it does come out okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Lifelong Learning, Transforming Learning has made home learning through the lifelong learning way of being accessible and inspiring to thousands of people the world over through what has been described by readers as, quote, an indigo spiritually inspiring wake-up call book, end quote.
Oh.
Now Dr. Patty Diamond Lady Diamond combines her extensive background and intense training in spiritual practices with the wisdom of spirit into this new book, Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Rememberings of the Soul Through Life Experience, which will assist readers of all life experience backgrounds to develop the spiritual oneness within them and incorporate absolute love, soulful love, inner peace, bliss, and spiritual oneness into their everyday lives. For all the people who hunger and thirst for spiritual understanding, each moment in this book includes the remembering of the spiritual soul that we are. The website is www.diamondlady.net, and Ghostly Talk would like to welcome, if she's still on the line, Dr. Patty Diamond Lady Diamond to Ghostly Talk. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I am still here.
Yes.
Thank God. Okay. We thought you left us.
So I was doing okay. I was flubbing a little.
I dropped my pen.
And then he goes off and drops his pen and makes a big deal.
You did beautifully. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful book. Both books, but Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Rememberings of the Soul Through Life Experience. I do want to know what that means.
Well, first of all, it's an article.
It's a nice long title. It does have a lot of meaning, but I wonder if I'm ascribing the meaning that you ascribe to it, because spiritual rememberings of the soul has a lot of meaning to me, and I'm wondering what you wrote about.
Well, my first question to you would be, what does it mean to you? That's really what the crux of the book is what does the soul of who you are mean to you, and how do you come to be who you are? It's a book about my journey and this life experience thus far, and as well as the wisdom of spirit that has come to me through my journey, showing me the different aspects of life here in this life experience on things such as forgiveness, how we communicate with spirit. A lot of people don't understand that we communicate with the spiritual realm all the time and in so many infinite ways, and they're just not always in tune to it. And that's what coming into the soul of who you are, that's what it means. And through life experience, that's what it means. So let me ask you, what does that mean to you? What does the title mean to you?
To me, it means that I am right now, I am just one drop of who I am, and I will be whole again after I'm done with this particular life.
Oh, but do you realize that you already are whole?
No. Mm. I think I am one teeny little drop of who I really am right now.
Interesting, because one of the words of wisdom, or one of the themes of wisdom that's within throughout the book is the fact that we already are whole, because we are one with everything. You take a look, I'm sitting outside looking out my window here, and you look at there's trees, there's the ground, there's, you know, a patio awning I have here. These are all things that we're one with. So we're already whole, perfect, and complete simply as we are. And because we're all one, everything and anything and everyone and, you know, anyone. And that's the biggest thing that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people feel that they're just this one little drop, that they're not all that is. And we actually came from all that is. So how can we be just one drop?
Well, no, the way you describe it there, I do feel that I am part of this existence, part of this reality, and that all of my little energies and vibrations, et cetera, are part of what is here, and everything is related. But I think spiritually, I think that I was forced to forget the rest of myself. I have no conscious memory of previous lives or future lives. I have no conscious memory of simultaneous other lives. I do not feel, I feel like something or someone makes us be just here now for our own whatever it is we have to work on, or whatever it is we have to learn, or we came here in the first place. But I think that spiritually I'm part of something bigger. I won't know what that is yet until I actually pass on and remember all that stuff. Is it possible to connect with all that I am
here
right now?
Yes. And that's what the book shows you. Step by step, how to do that and how to be that. Because one of the things that Spirit has given to me, the universe has given to me, is that we haven't been forced to come here. We chose to come here.
Right, but I think we were forced to forget our previous
lives. No, we chose to forget.
Oh.
We chose to forget. It's part of the essence, and I actually talk about this in the first, very first chapter of the book. It is actually one of the essence of this game we call life, is to forget. One of the rules, if you want to call it, you know, from an Earth perspective, is one of the rules is that we choose to forget who we are. And the game, per se, is us remembering who we are, and then once we do remember who we are then to help others to remember.
Do you know, that's interesting. I think I was supposed to talk to you, because I was thinking, you know, I mean, karma-wise or something, I don't know, but I think I was supposed to have this chat with you, because I was thinking about these exact kinds of things. They're motioning to me, by the way, in the studio. They're like, should we just leave?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I think you're going to handle it.
I think
just
you got this, Doug. You're doing great, man.
So we're just going to step out.
You and Patty have gelled. We're out of here.
I'm telling you, I think I was just thinking about this kind of stuff, and this is exactly something that I'm supposed to, you know, I need to work out, and that's why I'm really, really glad to have the opportunity to chat with you. Mm-hmm. I do understand the, you know, that we chose to, you know, forget. We chose to, you know, play by the rules to come here. What really bugs me, or doesn't bug me, what really confuses me is what you're talking about, how we can overcome that and still feel complete. Because I've not felt complete yet. I've not felt this oneness that you
that people, well, people talk about a lot.
That
you know?
Yeah, and you talk about directly in this book. Here's oh wow, you know, Dr. Patty, tell me why this is.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like I won't know completely myself until after I finally die.
Well, here's the paradox in this whole thing for you. It's the fact that you believe that keeps you from being who you are.
Huh. Interesting. Everything.
Doug, you want to lay down on the couch?
Well, here? You know, with the only...
he's sweating bullets here, Patty. I don't know what's going on.
It's interesting because I was just just talking about a different situation. And in this different situation, completely different from, you know, spiritual, I was talking about how people are getting bad advice.
Oh, yeah.
And they're listening to bad advice. And I of course, have developed my, you know, my belief system and what I think is going on in the universe, you know, life, universe, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've developed that on based on having talked to, I mean, I'm a paranormal talk show host, for heaven's sake. This is our sixth year of broadcasting. And so I talk to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people when we're at the conferences. I've read untold number of books, and I've developed this over time. I mean, this is developed over time, and I keep wanting to. I've done the things. I've done the past life regression. I've done the studies of other people's life readings by Edgar Cayce. I've done the studies of I've seen the TV shows where they've done that. I've read about the kids who still remember their, you know, who they were in their previous incarnation. I know this, that this thing exists, that we are part of a larger thing that we just don't remember. But I always thought that it was a rule of the universe or something, and sometimes it was a little bit bendable, like in the kid's case or in the past life regression case. I didn't know that we already were there.
Yes, because if you can step into that space of oneness for just a moment and feel what it is to be in that, then you are aware that realistically there is no such thing as time. There is no such thing as space. This universe, this Earth dimension, is nothing more than an illusion of which we create whatever it is that we want to create. And it's our beliefs that create that. So if you believe that you are separate, if you believe that you will not know all of who you are until you cross over, then that's what you're going to continue to create here. And the other thing that may be interesting for you to wrap your consciousness around is the fact that since there is no space and time, there is no such thing as past life or future life or present life. All life experiences are being lived at once. That's why we experience things on the third dimension like deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
And multidimensional travel. I've actually traveled to other parallel universes and other parallel existences, and so have you. You're just free from remembering it right now.
Well, you mean in this life we've done these things. I mean, as far as right now, I was licking stamps one day to pay bills with, and then I mean, I'm wondering how this happens. I mean, well, deja vu in itself, I mean, we've all experienced that, people listening to the show. I know Doug has, I know Bonnie has.
Those are all parallel universes that you're experiencing in which the life experience is happening simultaneously with this one.
So necessarily,
go ahead.
Well, what I was thinking was, so it may have not necessarily happened. Like when I have a feeling of deja vu, when I go somewhere and I see something and go, wow, I feel like I've been here before. This is really cool. It may have not necessarily been in this. Well, you say there is no time, space, none of this stuff really exists. But in my little brain right now, I'm thinking, well, I had to have been here sometime or something like that. I may have seen it in a dream. Who knows? But I could have experienced this in a past life sometime, like, hundreds of years ago, who knows? That's why I'm experiencing deja vu, possibly. It's not because of, you know, what it may have happened in my present life right now, but it could have happened way long ago. Am I somewhere?
Correct. And it's really just another parallel universe that's existing right now simultaneously. We quantify it here on this Earth dimension as a past life, but it's actually happening simultaneously.
So, I mean, we coexist, well, not coexist, but we exist in multi-dimensions then, as being.
Multi-dimensions and infinitely, yes. And as other, what we call life forms. I mean, you exist as a plant, you exist as a mosquito, you exist as the earth, you exist as, and what we call an alien or extraterrestrial life form. You exist as all of these things infinitely through multi-dimensions.
I want to exist as Liberace, possibly. Can we work on something?
Yeah, you did.
I love that guy. I've wanted to swing so bad from the ceiling in a fold down puppy coat. I mean, why not, right?
I'm getting a whole new vision of you right now, crazy. And it's not pretty.
Do you know, Dr. Patty? A lot of the things that I really have come to trust back up exactly everything that you're saying, and. I hadn't put it all together though until today, and that's why my life is, you know, a series of learning experiences. But if this is all like to how can all right right now I have a brain and it is like grayish and, you know, folded in on itself, and it has electricity in it and little neurons or whatever they are,
neurons. What the hell's wrong with
they
you?
Don't have neurons. And it has other things, neurons and psychosis.
Synapses
and all these things, right? So it has all these things, and you can look at them and you can talk, well, hopefully you don't. But that, then my show would be
check
awesome.
This out.
Yeah.
you're dead.
No, I mean, but you know, I mean, they're in there, and I know what they, you know, you can look at pictures of other people's, I guess. And so they're all in there. Doesn't that limit us in a way? Because we do have this physical component.
You do have the physical component, but that's not all of who you are. See, when we come here, that's one of the essences, the rules, if you will, of the game. We believe that we are just a body. And when you believe that you're just a body, then you do feel limited. When you can step outside of that and into the oneness and know that you come from all that is and you are all that is, then the body is just the shell, the temple of which your soul resides. So I'm not a body. I'm sitting here as, you know, this name, Dr. Patty Diamond, but that's not who I am as a soul. As a soul, I'm multidimensional. I'm infinite. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you can see that you are all that is. You are all of these things that we you know, physically see with our eyes, and we are not just a body. That's how things like astral projection occurs, out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, or, as Spirit has given it to me, near-transitional home experiences, because Spirit, you know, you don't die. You're free from ever dying. You are just infinitely transforming your existence, and so you are infinite. And you can, when you can step out of that and into the oneness, you can see that you're more than just this brain with these synapses. And yes, there is that component, but it's those two essences being as one, the soul and the body being as one. A lot of times we say body, mind, and spirit. Well, the mind is a part of the body. So it's actually two essences being as one rather than three. Mm-hmm. It's two. And that's how the oneness comes in. That's how you can see infinite possibilities. You see sports figures do that a lot in visualizations. They see and be who they are because they know this is who they are. And what they're really doing is pulling from another dimension who they are, this superstar, and bringing it into this one.
Well, there it is. Why aren't we? That's why we haven't made it yet, Doug.
Because I don't picture myself as svelte. Evidently, I picture myself as, like, you know, a keg. But if
well, a lot of us. I mean, I know myself. I can say for a fact. I mean, after listening to this, I limit myself every day.
I know I do too. I know that we all do. In
we're so
in a lot
wound
of way.
Up with everything around us here. In this and, heavy physical thing we're doing right now.
And that's
now.
Another
because
thing.
Because we believe it's real.
Yeah, and that's another thing is I think that why then is life, everyday life, why does it appear to be thrown at us? Because we've all got bosses, we've all got cars that need maintenance, we've all got houses or you know, abodes that need tender loving care. We've got, you know, families, we've got kids and nieces and things. We've got just these things, they all come at us. Boom. And usually they come at us, you know, all at once. And how is that working? Are we just supposed to be distracted by all this stuff?
part of it is that part of the illusion is being distracted by the illusion so that you continue to forget who you are. When you become spiritually awakened, you come to realize that it's not all about just the cars and just about the families and just about, not that that doesn't have meaning, of course it does, but it's what you're choosing to make have meaning. And if you choose to be immersed in the illusion only, then that's all you're going to continue to manifest, is the illusion only. When you can step into that unlimitedness, that infiniteness, and knowing that you can create whatever it is that you want for your life by simply thinking it and being it and feeling it as if it is already here, because what you're doing then is accessing from these other infinite dimensions that you already are this and bringing it here into this dimension. That's the key. That's, like I said, that's how you see sports figures, you know, manifest what they want, or you see a millionaire become a millionaire. Well, it's not just luck. You know, we call it, oh, he was lucky. No, it's not just luck. He was very intent upon what it is that he desired, and he was thinking and feeling and being this, and then he created it. We tend to, when we're immersed in life and think that life is being thrown at us, we're immersed in the, oh, you have to work hard, you have to do this, you have to do that in order to be and have what you want. It's actually the other way around. It starts with a dream. It starts with a thought well, energy.
Vision. You have to have vision.
Vision, definitely. Most definitely. And vision is very key. And again, it goes back to what I was saying about the sports figures. I mean, you take someone like, my brother happens to be really fond of Phil Jackson. He hasn't manifested what he has in his life, just by simply, you know, working hard. See, we all tend to think in this life experience of this illusion that, you know, oh, we have to work hard to get what we want. There is a component to that it's more in the reverse. You have to start with that vision, that thought energy, first, and visualizing what it is that you want, and then being that as if you already have it, because you do already have it in another parallel universe. You're just accessing it from that parallel universe and bringing it here.
Is there communication, active communication between the parallel universes of yourself and here?
Definitely. Definitely. It's just that we're not always tapped into it. The first time I had this experience, it kind of freaked me out because, when I, and it's something I attempt to describe, hopefully I do well enough in the book, and I'll try to describe it here. But when I see a soul, whether I'm physically seeing that person or I'm doing a reading for them across, you know, the globe, I see the soul of that person and all of their lives that they're living all at once. I don't see, just necessarily see the physical being. Okay, and so when that first happened to me and I got a whiff of all of my life experiences, I was taken aback and I kind of went, whoa. I was a bit freaked out. I was like, oh my God, what is this? What am I seeing? What am I experiencing? And we all experience it. We just aren't always tapped into it. And so yes, you definitely can. And I definitely show you how to do that, in the book. It's one of the things that you can tap into, and in that also goes into play of this thing that we call history here on this life, in this dimension. We all agree that there's a history. Like, for instance, you take 9/11, because everybody agrees that this is what happened, then this is history, correct? What if we were actually able to transform that multidimensionally to where we all remember something else?
I think we'd all like to.
Yeah,
if we all did that as a collective, then what actually happened would have still occurred, but it would have occurred in another dimension, and we would shift it into another dimension. See, that's what they consider as 2012. 2012 is supposed to be the change of the era. This whole experience that we're supposed to be going into now, the times are changing. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about. It's about shifting dimensions. I'm sure you've heard, you know, people saying, oh, we're going to shift from the third dimension to the fourth dimension, or, you know, this dimension to that dimension.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they're referring to. They're referring to the collective energy of what we call memories or what we call history. And because we remember an event the way we remember it is what keeps that memory alive.
I want to. I want to play.
My head hurts.
I know. I want to play an independent music selection, and then when we come back, Dr. Patty, I want to ask you.
Well, 2012 in itself is a whole show.
That would be an entire show. So we're just going to brush over that one real quick. And I want to ask you about reader reactions to your book. And I've never done this before, have I?
No, you haven't.
I've never done this.
No, you haven't.
Doug, what are you doing?
I know.
Doug's going crazy.
I've never done this. I want to find out what people have told you, how their lives have changed after reading your book. And I never do this. This is going to be a first for us. But I do want to know what other folks think in this case. Usually I leave it up to them. I don't care what they think because it's a personal thing, spiritual journey, personal thing. But in this case, I want to know how folks have reacted, both good and bad.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that after playing an independent music selection, because that's part of what Ghostly Talk is all about. Back with Dr. Patty Diamond Lady Diamond. Her website, www.diamondlady.net. We'll be back right after this.
I keep shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
To do. Buddha, Vishnu, the Dalai Lama, Isis, Baal. What do all of these ancient gods have in common with each other? They're all going down. World of the Unexplained. Conservative Paranormal Talk. Big on God. Big on guns. Our God can beat up your God.
How many people?
Now get away from my guest.
Actually, I think you're listening to Doug Talk. Yeah. Your host, Doug.
How many people can say that they've had the same mouse pad for 10 years?
One. You.
You guys just saw me looking down at the table.
I imagine.
I don't know how many people would contemplate that, really.
You know what? I'm sorry to bring it up.
Well, you know, he undoubtedly washes it once a week. And
oh, funny guy.
Combs it with a comb. Yes.
Oh, rim shot. Look out. I'm just looking
Kisses
at my,
it.
I'm looking at my Kiss mouse pad I use here in the Haunted Winery. And I noticed the date 1997.
Oh, my God. We'll celebrate the 10-year anniversary.
And it looks like it, too. It looks like it, too. And the only reason that it's still here is because Kiss is on it, I think. If it had been like Disney or something like that.
Hey!
It had been in the trash about 1997, I think.
That's the Disney bashing.
My goodness. Hey, even Eminem has Mickey Mouse on his
I'm
gate
sure he does.
Now. Yeah.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we have Dr. Patty Diamond, Lady Diamond on the phone.
Everybody.
With Doug.
On the phone with Doug.
On the phone with Doug. Scott and I are now
so
going to turn our mics off.
We're
going to
kill our mics and we're done.
Her website, www.diamondlady.net. And, of course, the book, Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Rememberings of the Soul Through Life Experience.
We need to get this book.
I have a lot of life experience, but I don't think I have yet enough spiritual oneness. So I got to work on that part. Dr. Patty.
Yes.
I said
you poor sweet lady.
Before your segment, I said, we're going to make this just like a cocktail party, like a party. We're going to stand around and
talk.
As
we do with all of them.
And then I grilled you for half an hour.
Poorly.
I didn't mean to. I just am very interested. Because I've read a lot of these things, right? And you're putting them together with me, for me, I should say, and that really helps. I want to know what other folks have done after reading your book. That you must have heard some comments, good and bad.
Oh.
And what kinds of things do your readers, what have they experienced and what have they related to you?
Well, I've had a mixed bag, of course, from the what we would call on this earth as the negative side, quote unquote. One woman in particular, in fact, her book review is on Amazon.com because the book is available globally, by the way. If you go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the major retailers online have it.
I think we're going there tonight.
Yes.
as well as you can get it also from my other website, which is www.diamondladypublishing.net. It's also available to purchase on there. And her review on Amazon was along the lines of something like she thought that this was more for an advanced soul, and she had trouble getting a lot of what was in the book. And I explained to her, she emailed me personally as well, and I emailed her back personally explaining to her that the book is really designed for the soul who really wants to awaken. It does go from the beginner soul all the way through completely advanced, or what we call here on the earth as ascended master level, so to speak. But it does start from the beginnings. I mean, I have stuff in there about the chakras, about auras, about what is a soul, what is a spirit. All of those things are in there all the way up to some of the things that we've already discussed today. but and beyond, of course. But for her, she had a hard time grasping it because she has chosen to stay forgetful in some respects. And so for those souls, there are going to be parts of the book that they just totally don't get. Now, the flip side of that, from this field of duality that we live in here, you've got spiritual confirmation coming through there. My phone line.
That sounds like an evil N-word phone. Yeah,
yeah, it sounds like that N-phone.
I get that a lot on my phone when I'm speaking spiritually truth. Something happens on the line there. But
excellent.
You have the other perspective from duality of the quote unquote positive, and I actually have one woman who's in the book who I helped transform her life. She was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor, and was given 3 months to a year to live.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me and started attending my spiritual circles, and we found this out during the course of this. She had only been with us for maybe a month. And this diagnosis came through from conventional medicine. And within 5 months, we, through the spiritual work that we did, the healing that we did, the transformative work that she did, that is the crux of what's in the book, she shrunk that tumor in half.
Wow.
Yes, to the amazement of the doctors. The doctors, in fact, had her stay an extra 2 days and repeat tests and do other tests because they were floored. They could not believe that this occurred.
My goodness.
And, yes, and her story is actually in the book. It is in the Stepping into Spiritual Oneness book. Her name is Jen, and she is a very good friend of mine. And, hi, Jen, I love you. And she is an amazing woman. I mean, she is a 25-year-old woman who, again, like I said, you know, was given 3 months to a year to live and now has a new lease on life. She has a boyfriend. She just bought a house last September. She is a CFO of a company here locally. Where I'm at in California, and she has completely turned her life around. And I have had readers and people who have stepped into this spiritual oneness, you know, from that one extreme to the other and everything in between. But it has been, it's just been an amazing journey, and I also do spiritual seminars related to the book. I also do spiritual healing, spiritual readings. People can contact me off the website, the Diamond Lady website, and, you know, for more information for that. And I never turn people away. I just recently, because of my own personal circumstances, have gone to actually charging money for readings and things of that nature. I never turn anyone away.
Wait, stop. Previous to this, you didn't even charge for readings?
No. No, it was by love offering of your choice, and I still offer that for those souls who need spiritual guidance, who need spiritual help. I will never turn anyone away. If you contact me and you are in dire straits, like, for instance, I had a woman who contacted me about 6 months ago who had absolutely no money. Her daughter was dying in the hospital. She was 2 weeks old. Her daughter had contracted RSV, and my youngest son, Anthony, contracted RSV at 3 weeks old, so I knew exactly what she was going through, and I found something that saved my son's life, which was colloidal silver. She knew nothing of it. I gave her that information freely, and it saved her daughter's life.
Yeah, colloidal silver is an amazing thing.
Amazing. And I spend a whole chapter on vibrational healing, and that's one of the things that I talk about is colloidal silver and sea salts. Many people do not know the power of sea salts and water in this existence, from a physical standpoint, how it can heal you from your physical body, your physical being, along with the spiritual, because it's both the physical and the spiritual as one. These two essences being as one, and a lot of people don't realize the power of sea salts. I mean, I transformed my own life. I've dropped 5 dress sizes. I was diagnosed by conventional medicine with lupus and a fatal blood disorder, and I turned that around in the last 2 years.
This is just from
that alone.
This is absolutely incredible. If I've ever met an advanced soul, I think it must be you.
I hope so. She wrote the book on it, man.
She wrote the book on it, yes. There you go.
Well, it's been labeled by some, and I use this jokingly for any parents that are out there who ever watched the Disney Channel, ever seen the show Stanley. He has the big book of everything. This is kind of what the book is. It's the great big book of everything. It's 400 and some odd pages, almost 500 and some odd pages, but the book is about everything. And if you're really looking to transform your life and figure out who you really are in this life and beyond, this book is definitely for you. But it requires making the choice that you really want to transform your life. You really want to let go of expectations and step into intention. You want to let go of the need to be right and step into oneness. You need to let go of the fact that you have all these people that you haven't forgiven and see forgiveness for what it really is, because Spirit has given me that forgiveness is giving thanks for the life lessons or the soul rememberings through life experience that people have come into our lives to give us. These are the kind of things that this book is geared towards, and if you're ready to step into that, then you're ready for this book.
I could sit and listen to you for 5 shows, 10 shows. But what I'd like to do is I want to ask you, and it's unusual, by the way, that we actually listen to it again, because the biggest comment that we get, negative comment.
Say what it is. It's a complaint.
The biggest complaint that we get is that we don't listen to the guests. We just go out of
We're working on that, though.
We
are
understand
working
that.
On
that.
But what I'd like to steer it a little bit toward what we can do as ghost hunters. Okay, what we do in our hobby is this is our hobby. Mm-hmm. It's been for 6-7 years, mm-hmm. probably 7 years. Mm-hmm. Is we do like to go out and look for evidence of the afterlife. Now, I understand that this, from the spiritual oneness point of view, it's a little bit of a very narrow vision, right? Because you know, if everything is one, everything is happening at the same time, or there is no time, there is no space, mm-hmm. right? There's also then no death, because we continue, and we're doing all these things at the same time, but. What are these things, then, that we experience? I mean, I know that we're limited to time. We're limited to, a physical plane.
A linear world.
What are these bizarre things that we're running around and capturing on film and on audio recorders that we call them, apparitions or EVP? What are these echoes of?
It's spirit. It's spirit. It's spirit or spirits that... we call them here on this earth as they've crossed over, mm-hmm. but realistically, you can pick up your own spirit in this. If you are able to do EVP on a person who we've considered has crossed over, you can do it on your own physical self now. You can get yourself out of body, having an out-of-body experience, and then EVP it.
That'd be a trip.
I would like to try
it. Yeah.
You're kind of taking this whole thing to a whole new level now.
I would actually like to try. Now you've got the scientist in me really intrigued.
You can actually do that. That's where our dreams come from. We label our dreams as dreams. They're not really dreams. What we do each night when the physical body rests is, or when we take a nap, whatever, whenever we're in the sleep mode, is... our physical body rests, but our spirit, our soul, is traveling. So you can do that, astrally project. I mean, that's what remote viewers do. That's what astral projection is all about. That's what out-of-body experiences are all about. And it's just a matter of whether you're tapping into that. So if you have an EVP device, you can go ahead and tap into your own soul and see your own spirit or get a recording or a picture of your own spirit. And so what you're seeing are actual spirits, their energy, because that's what we are. You can see the energy of a flower. You can even see the energy of the sun. People always say, if you go to take a picture of the sun and you'll see a little orb, mm-hmm. people will turn around and say, oh, yeah, that's just the reflection of the sun, the camera, and whatever. No, it really isn't. It's actually a spirit of the sun. Everything has a spirit. Everything has energy. And that's what you're doing as a ghost hunter. Now, you have people on this earth who go into the duality thing of saying, oh, there's good spirits and there's bad spirits. We only label them good or bad here on this earth. In all the other dimensions and parallel universes, they're just spirits.
But doesn't intent have anything to do with any of this stuff? I mean, there seems like there has to be this element of intent one way or the other as far as a spirit's concerned.
There is because we're infinite, and that's the intent. The intent is infiniteness. So while I'm sitting here talking to you, my spirit's actually sitting there with you right now. Okay. That's my intent.
Pardon me for looking around. I'm sorry. That's just my natural reaction. I geek. There's a lot of chairs
and
here.
That's what the paranormal is all about. The paranormal is bringing into normalcy, if you will, from, you know, this earth-dimensional perspective of duality, that of what's multidimensional, that of what's infinite already. You can see the spirit of a plant. And I actually go in the book and talk about how you can transfer consciousness into a plant, how you can transfer consciousness into another soul, how you can communicate soul to soul. And we do that all the time. It's just that we don't remember it. We don't tune into it. And that's what intuition is tuning into intuition.
Would an actor be good at that kind of thing? Like somebody who is told, and maybe it's even their job or maybe their hobby, to, become this other person who you are portraying on film, or we need you to, you know, become this person temporarily, or this character. Would an actor be able to do this kind of stuff more easily because of their training, or is it a training kind of thing, or is it something that you just can do, just don't?
No, it's not really a training kind of thing. It's more, and that's where the title of the book comes from, remembering.
Ah.
Spiritual rememberings of the soul. If you can remember what it is like to be that plant, or what it is like to be, who was it earlier? Liberace? Talking about?
It was Liberace.
There you go.
One of the things that I have about past life regression is so many people are told that they were Cleopatra. Okay,
uh-huh.
I was too.
Everybody was, and that's what really bugs me. It really bugs me that everybody
now
was Cleopatra.
Why does it bug you?
Well, I just didn't think that anybody that everybody could have been her. But evidently,
well, let me ask you this: if we are all one, and we all come from the same energy, and we are all the same energy, and we are all infinite, and we can be all these infinite things at once, how can you not say that?
Right now, well, now it's making sense.
Exactly.
But that just really bugged me for the longest time.
Also,
one thing I wanted to ask about ghost hunting in particular. Is it a fruitful pursuit or is it a fruitless pursuit?
Oh, boy.
What?
How are we ever going to convince others? Because I can convince myself. I'm fairly convinced. Right.
Oh, but see, here's the thing. Why do we need convincing?
I don't need it, but other people do. Now I'm doing it for the fun. I'm doing it for the evidence I can collect.
Okay.
See, here's the thing. Why do we need to convince anyone? Each person on this earth has what we call divine free. We call it divine free will. Spirit has given it to me as divine free choice because there's no will in it. You're not willing your will on someone. You're choosing, and in that, everybody is going to choose to awaken or not awaken. They're either going to choose to believe or not believe, and it's okay.
But see, your book sounds to me like it's the owner's manual for those who have a soul, okay?
Oh, very true.
It really does.
But it's also a realization, and this is one of the essences I talk about in the book, that in order for us to all be one, we also have to realize that there are going to be those of us who have chosen not to awaken.
Okay.
That is what we've chosen in coming this life experience. For instance, my ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, we have grown apart. We have now separated. And part of the reason for that is because he has chosen not to awaken.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons we got together, was for me to come through these experiences with him, learn and remember the soul of who I am, and then we're to part ways. And so I thank him for all of the lessons, the soul rememberings. But I also am aware that my dream, my infinite universe shows me that, you know, in another parallel universe, we are together. We're doing seminars. We're doing, you know, all this stuff together. But in this one, he's chosen that not to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. I mean, from an Earth perspective, yes, it, you know, you could go into, yeah, it hurts like hell after being with someone for 18 years. But mm-hmm. on the other hand, I'm fully aware spiritually that this is what was meant to be. And it's okay that some people aren't going to wake up. You're going to always have people who are not going to wake up. Eventually, the mass consciousness, I assume you've heard of the 100 monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, yes.
That 100, that 100th monkey is going to be what turns it around. Okay, and eventually we all will awaken. But right now our job is not to sit there and force people, and that's why people come to me. I don't go to them. They come to me. See, and the reason that was given to me in a message from Spirit, if you want to talk about Bible and stuff, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went around trying to recruit people. Look what happened to him. He was killed.
Right.
Okay.
We
have
that way.
You
wow.
don't,
we
you
have...
don't go after people. You allow people to come to you. And that's why I share the wisdom, and whoever is meant to receive it will receive it, and eventually all of us will wake up.
We have moments. We only have moments left.
Yeah.
Can we use them to rebook her?
I have. Yeah. I would like to rebook you.
Get the schedule out right here. And,
so that they get to ask you some questions. But actually, the... One last thing that I want to ask, and then we'll go over, you know, titles and things again. But are there demons?
Are there demons? Well, that depends on what you choose to believe.
Non-human entities.
From what Spirit has shown me, from what the universe has shown me, they exist on other dimensions, and on this one, if we choose to believe them, we can create them here.
We need her on another show.
Yeah, we need to get you.
We need you
again.
On another show.
We need to talk
oh
about
yeah. We can spend a whole show on that one because I actually have a huge section in the book on that.
you have me hooked. Dr. Patty Diamond Lady Diamond, www.diamondlady.net. You wrote Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Rememberings of the Soul Through Life Experience. That's the latest. Before that, Lifelong Learning, Transforming Learning. Busy. You keep busy. I admire you to no end. I can't tell you. And
thanks for coming on and visiting with us, man.
Thanks for talking
to
Doug.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Great.
This was awesome. I have to say, can you hang on the line? Oh, what is it? Yes, we have like 1 minute left.
Not even a minute.
So is there anything on your plate coming up?
I'm looking to move to the East Coast, actually. We're moving to New Hampshire, and we're going to set up our spiritual center there. And I'm trying to work out the details of that right now from an Earth perspective. So that's where we're headed next.
Then I will keep my eye on DiamondLady.net. Hang on through
Please
the. Do. Hang on for a moment.
Yeah, hang on for
and
one
thank
second.
You so much. This amazing.
Coming up.
Coming up is coming up. Right after that. How can you follow the Diamond Lady, right? The only way you can follow her is with Bill Nell.
Our dear friend Bill Nell.
Coming
oh,
up right after this. So we're going to get through this as quickly as possible. We'll be talking to Bill Nell of UFOGuy.com.